Jennifer Knowles was teaching her three sons about the joys of running a small business last summer when she helped them set up a lemonade stand in Denver. But then someone called the police to say they didn't have the right permit.
They shut us down and we had to stop immediately.
The next day, Knowles told a Denver TV station that her kids didn't take it well.
It made me want to cry. They were crying. They were so upset.
It also troubled Democratic State Senator Angela Williams.
It's actually kind of devastating to me, and I'm an adult, right?
The lemonade stand was in the district she represents.
We are actually discouraging these kids, their creativeness, their entrepreneurship. I mean, these are our actions in holding small businesses as young people that can affect their lives moving forward.
So she started working on a bill to let minors run any business without a permit, if the work doesn't last longer than 84 days. When the bill faced its first test during a committee hearing last week, Williams invited some special guests to the Capitol to help get it over the finish line.
Right now we're trying to start a business to where you can hire me for parties and stuff, for birthday parties.
Oh, that's a great idea.
13-year-old Alexander Woods is wearing a suit and a red tie as he makes his sales pitch just outside the governor's office. And it's working. People were lining up to take his business cards and samples of cotton candy.
You don't really hear it too often as like a main dessert nowadays. And just like to bring it back and have it more commonly made again.
But there's something slowing him down.
Right now I'm selling my cotton candy in open spaces where food trucks come and in my neighborhood, and usually I have to ask the HOA manager every week to sell.
A few hours later, Alexander was sitting in a conference room, surrounded by TV cameras and photographers, as he testified in favor of the bill that would make it easier for him to run his own business.
Once you start business, you realize how hard our parents work and realize the respect that you have for your parents.
Got this.
This bill should be passed. Not for just the respect children deserve, but for the education that we can have for this to come. And especially for us, since we will be the better future generation. Thank you.
Good job.
All right. Great job.
The bill breezed through the committee hearing. But kids like Alexander Woods also learned that the legislative process can be complicated. 3 days after his testimony, the bill was heard by the state Senate. Sponsor Angela Williams thought it needed an amendment.
There were some concerns about being able to have the youth abide by local rules and laws of the municipality. So let's just say there was something around safety, around serving food there on the local municipalities. We do want our young entrepreneurs to be able to adhere by those in the local municipalities.
The amendment passes, but like bad lemonade, Republican Senator Paul Lundeen thinks the proposal is getting watered down.
So I think this gives those budding entrepreneurs a glimpse into what being in business in America today sadly is like. Far too difficult at times. Unnecessarily difficult at times. Government regulation telling you how to do what you know how to do better than government could ever figure out how to do at times.
The bill eventually passed the full Senate. It's now headed to the House for debate. Colorado isn't the only state working to cut red tape for young entrepreneurs. Lawmakers in Minnesota are considering a bill that would let kids 14 and younger run lemonade and hot dog stands without a permit. I'm Scott Franz at the state Capitol.